the song that maybe sort of kicked it off for Sloan. And here you go. The station is CITR, of course, 101.9 FM Vancouver. Whoopsie daisy. Okay, hold on one sec here, folks. Looks like I have some. Let me fix something here. All right. Anyways, it's a gorgeous day out, and I think we're ready now, folks. Whoops, hold on. Here we go.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that.
I attend mine.
Useless, useless, useless.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was awesome. That was a local four-piece girl band called Glad Rags, and we heard the song Popsicles from their new album entitled Smile, and I saw them not long ago. Where are we at? What month are we in now? July? So like maybe 2 months ago. And they played at SBC, and it was a really good show. It was my first time seeing them, and I was really impressed. So, awesome, Glad Rags. All right. Now, before that, we heard my teammate. So, I play baseball on a team called the Strathcona Stevedores as part of the East Fan Baseball League. And my really, really talented teammate, Rowan, he's so good. He's one of our best players in the entire league. He's a redhead. He's charming, and I think he's really, really young. I don't know if anybody knows how old he is, but I'm guessing maybe 20. He's in a band that I saw last night, actually, called Winona Forever, and they opened for the Courtneys at the Astoria, and they're a four-piece local dude band, Winona Forever. And they play sort of like quirky, kind of vaguely jazzy pop. Like, it's definitely got a different vibe to it. So I played those guys before Glad Rags, Winona Forever, with a song, number one summer hit to grind to. And that would be a single you can find on their Bandcamp site. Yes, you can. All right, now before that, Woolworm. Oh, I love that song. We heard Useless from Everything Seems Obvious. And that was released, I don't know, about a year or so ago, something like that. There you go. The time is 6:51, and I'm a little bit freaked. Well, I don't know if freaked is, I don't know if it's that strong, my expressions of freakiness. My point is, I park my car here. So I park close to the sub here at UBC, because our station is located on the campus of UBC. And normally I pay like $7 for 2 hours of parking, because my show goes from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday, right? So anyways, today I get in and I stick my credit card in to pay for parking. And it gives me an option of 1 hour or half an hour, I think it was. And I was like, what? Wait, no, that's not cool. So it appears that they've changed the machines or the time. Like, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. It appears that I couldn't change it. Like, that's all I could sort of stay for was an hour. And let me tell you, the campus cops here at UBC, they're not very forgiving of your parking situation. Let me tell you, like, if you screw up, which in the past, when I went to UBC, back in the day, I racked up a bunch of tickets. And I was like, who cares, right? Like, whatever. It's like, they're not real cops. Like, I was like, yeah, we're good. Until one day I discover my car is missing. Like, they towed it. And needless to say, I was not very happy. And I went down and gave them a piece of my mind, like a crazy lady. And I think I was on my period as well, so that didn't help anything. And I was just like, lunatic, like, what? You can't do that. And I'm like, not impressed. Threw a tantrum. God. And then I learned, yeah, they can do that. And like, I think the guy was just looking at me like, you could just keep going on all you want, because you're not getting your car back. Point being of all of this me telling you all this, is that I might have to leave a little early, because I need to get my car before they give me a ticket, because I refuse to get another ticket. And I think I might even have at least one, maybe. And if they might have to tow it, they might tow it. So I'm not in the mood ever to get my car towed. So there you go. So I might have to leave a little early. All right. 6:53, folks. And it is a gorgeous day. Hey, let's look at the weather. Let's see what we got in store for us. Because as I woke up this morning, I was like, not again. It's like dark, cool. You know, it's the middle of July now. I'm like, what's up with our weather? Anyways, by about, I don't know, what, 4 o'clock today, guys? It actually cleared up. And now it's beautiful out. It's still a little chilly. Like, it's not, I don't know. I don't really deem this, you know, summer weather. Like, here we go. The temperature, according to weather.com, is 20. It's claiming it's 20 degrees. Now, if you're also here on the campus of UBC, which is surrounded. It's a peninsula surrounded by water. It's always cooler. It's always windier and it's always cooler due to the ocean breezes. But so, yeah. So apparently here in Vancouver, it's 20 degrees. Tomorrow would be Thursday. And let me go to this other site to give some more details. It says here, Thursday, we've got, ew, what? That's weird. The icon shows a sun, partially obscured by, but mostly sunny, it looks like, with some rain, and then a thunder's, like, lightning bolts coming out of it. Well, that's like a mixed bag of weather if I've ever seen one. So tomorrow's Thursday the 14th, high of 20, and it says all those things. So it looks like sun, risk of a thunderstorm, and potentially rain. Well, I guess you can't have a thunderstorm. Well, I don't know. You can have a thunderstorm without rain. It's all about the static in the, between the particles in the air. Anyways. Okay, Friday, mainly sunny with a high of 20. And then Saturday and Sunday, so the weekend, that's still not that warm. 21 on Saturday, mainly sunny. And then we move into Sunday, and it's a mix of cloud and sun. 22. There you go. Oh, okay. It's a cooler summer. Yeah. All right. Did I tell you who I was? I'm Anita B. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to move on to hear something from the band The Gruesomes. The Gruesomes out of Montreal. These guys were formed back in 85. And they were young. They were like, there were some brothers in the band in Montreal. Teenagers in the 80s. They form a band. And the Gruesomes were really cool in terms of like style as well. Like they all had sort of like the Ramones kind of, you know, bowl cuts. Super styly, of course, they're from Montreal. That tells you a lot. And we're going to hear one of their songs now. We're going to hear Jack the Ripper. Now, I'm trying to see what record this is off of. I don't know. I'll come back. I'll let you all know. There we go. All right. Here we go. Let's see if I'm good here. We are good. So let's listen. Oh, by the way, my show is all Canadian music. That is what goes on here. So we're heading on over to Quebec. And the Gruesomes are here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This Quarter Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, This Quarter lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Hi, we're Oz by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR 101.9,
broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
CIVL Radio presents the 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards Saturday, July 16th at the Abbotsford Arts Center. Be a part of regional music history as this exciting community event hits the stage for the first time. Featuring live performances by FVMA nominees, including a Prince and David Bowie medley by youth nominees, plus Battle of the Bands finalists. Tickets are available at CIVL.ca. The 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards. Let's get crazy for the Frazies.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Yeah.
All right, you are listening to CITR. Now, I did not want to play that song. And you know what? I really wanted to talk to you as well. But so anyways, that was a song that just started called Mary Ann from The Mandates. But I want to play as the song I Got Eyes in the Back of Your Heart. Okay, but let me just go back. Okay, folks. My name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we just heard that very long song from Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes is a band out of Victoria. They've been around for a while, and we heard something from their 2007 record entitled Tears of the Valedictorian, all right? The song we heard was Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. All right, that was Frog Eyes. Now, before that, we heard two songs from the now-defunct local band Poor Form, which is a shame. They were really good. You had a female lead singer and as well as sometime male singer. So you had, I believe her name was Legs, and you had Adam S. from the band Needles and Pins. And they were a four-piece. poor form. I've seen them play at least once, maybe twice. And anyways, the lead singer girl, she went off to Ireland. So she moved. So that's what happened to poor form just recently. So they are now no longer. But anyways, from their record called Demo, we heard the songs, I played us two, Ain't Clean and Squared. And then we heard the Gruesomes in there before that. The song was Jack the Ripper, as I told you before. And that album is called Tyrants of Teen Trash. That's what that was off of. It is 7:16. And I will be leaving a little early so I can get back to my vehicle and hopefully not get a ticket. So we'll see how long I'm here till. I'm thinking another... I should really get out of here. Maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but I can maybe push it to 15 minutes. So it's going to be a short episode of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is Canadian music. That's what happens here. Anyways, what do I have? Oh, yeah. I did explain that. So the Mandates. This is a band out of Calgary. They've played Vancouver a few times, at least. I've seen them once or twice. And I'm going to play us the song, I Got Eyes in the Back of Your Heart. That's what we're going to hear. And this is from their record entitled In the Back of Your Heart. Now, this record was released, I want to say, I think it was partially through Hosehead Records, I think. I'm trying to confirm this. Anyways, these guys, so Hosehead has put out some music by the Mandates, but anyways. All right, let's just listen to it. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Back your lines ain't surprising me. Yes, I knew you had eyes on me. And the moves that you tried on me. And your lines ain't surprising me. Yeah, I knew you had eyes on me. I got eyes in the back of your heart. I got eyes in the back of your heart. I got eyes in the back of your heart. I know she's making the call, but I can't still see it all.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm a star.
All right, that is about it, folks. It is 7:28, and as I mentioned, I need to get back to my car, so I'm cutting my show short a little bit. My name is Anita B, and it's always a pleasure to be here on the airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let me just tell you what we played or what we listened to, and that was Sonic Avenues, and that song right there is my very most favorite song ever, at least Canadian song, that's for sure. Lost and Found, I love it. I just can't get enough of it. It's like my song whenever I get ready to go out. I'm always listening to Sonic Avenues, and I start with that one because that's from their record Mistakes, and you can find it on Bandcamp. They released that record 2 years ago, and oh, God, I wish Sonic Avenues would come to Vancouver, but they have not. At least since I've been aware of them as a band, I've never, I don't know, maybe they played a show and I just missed it or what. But anyways, all right, so I'm going to leave us with a band that I quite enjoy. These guys are local. They're called Inherent Vices, and there's only three of them. And they've been around for a little while. You've got Burnside. He's the lead singer. There's Jeremiah, who also sings sometimes. He's on bass. And Evan is on drums. And they put on a really good show, and they have a new, well, they have two EPs coming out very soon. Now you need to listen to Ben Lai's show coming up on July 28th because he's going to have those guys on air, which is really cool. And they're going to be playing some of their new stuff, which is awesome. I've heard some of the songs and they're really, really good. I had those guys on air back in November. So yeah. I'm going to play as something old of theirs. This is my favorite song of theirs. That's of their older stuff. And it's called Bummer Summer. And I hope none of you guys are having a bummer summer. Mine's okay. It could be worse. It could be better. It's good. I wish it were a little warmer. I like the heat. I went for a very, very, very long run today because I believe I'm fully out of shape. I was like kind of in shape not long ago. And then I woke up like literally like 3 days ago and I was like, I'm fat. I've gotten fat. And it's really bummed me out. So I went out today for a run that consisted of at least an hour. And then I continued to walk for like another hour. And I feel like that's okay. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting fitter. That's my deal. So let's hope my summer continues with more fitness and that I end up at the end of the summer with the most rockin' body ever, because that would be awesome. So all right, folks, this is off of their tape called Terrible Visions. And this is Inherent Vices. Let's make sure I'm all good. And I will be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 more weeks. So 6:30 until 8, you will hear myself and Canadian music. 2 weeks. All right. I'm always here every second week. Okay, that's the deal. Of course, the station is CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver, and I am set up. Okay, good. All right, and as I mentioned, this here is Inherent Vices.